Unit 8. Tape Script 4. A.
After the magazine pulp has been thoroughly cleaned, it's piped to the final step, the paper machine. Through a series of drainage stages, pressure rolls and dryer rolls, the pulp is turned into paper, emerging at the other end of the machine to be wound onto huge rolls. Later, it's cut to size.
B.
From the pulper, the liquid, the pulp is roughly 95% water, will run through a series of purifying steps. Different processes remove other contaminants such as glues, non-paper inserts and staple wire. Inside a flotation de-inking vat, nozzles inject air into the pulp, touching off bubbles that rise to the top. As they ascend, the bubbles pick up ink from the fibres, forming a grey foam on the surface.
C.
The conveyor moves the magazines to a baler, a large compactor whose one or two rams create a tight bundle before binding it with wire. This then travels by truck or rail car to the next stage.
D.
The first stage in recycling is when collection trucks deliver magazines and catalogues to a materials processing facility.
E.
At the processing plant, the magazines ride a forklift to a conveyor belt that carries them across an elevated sorting area. There, on both sides of the line, workers pluck off obvious contaminants, such as plastic grocery bags.
F.
When the magazines first arrive at the de-inking plant, they move through a wire cutter, where a blade slips under the baling wire, cuts it and releases loose magazines onto a conveyor. The magazines move up the conveyor to a pulper, which stirs the paper with water until a thin pulp is formed.